Blog Talk Radio.
Looking for something different? Looking for something fun? Join Dan every Monday on the Freedomizer Network, 9 to 10:30 Pacific, noon to 1:30 Eastern, for Common Sense with the Educated Redneck, Dan Ellison. The show about everything and nothing at all.
We talk a lot about the kingdom here, and we talk a lot about what most churches are afraid to talk about or don't even know to talk about, which is what the first century church was really doing. But just talking about it is not enough. We encourage everybody to join us in their local neighborhoods, in their local communities, to find out more about what they can do to seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Gather with others who are already starting this road or starting to turn around and do things differently. Join us on thelivingnetwork.org or at hisholychurch.org. Go to the network links or go to preparingyou.com. Join the network there. It's all the same. And we'll try to hook you up with people in your local area. They will not be perfect. They don't walk on water. They are not necessarily saints. But they are talking about seeking the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And join us on Facebook. Facebook.com, His Holy Church, all one word. Join us there. We'll give you updates so you can start doing some studying and thinking about these things and start looking into these things for yourselves. But it's just not enough to sit and listen or to talk about or to say. You must become a doer of the word.
Hello, I'm Mike, my birthing partner, and I just got our new Lysenica Freedom microchips. These microchips are awesome. They help me keep the freedom I used to before I enrolled into Southern Hampshire Institute of Technology.
I am Jamar. I am friends with Mike and his birthing partner. We met at SHIT. I am a liberal media major. I also just got a Lysenica Freedom microchip. SNSHIT recently mandates everyone on campus get their freedom microchip. I jumped on the Lysenica joint.
This freedom chip grants me the freedom to go everywhere I was allowed to before COVID. Now this chip tells me when I am and am not allowed to go outside. It also tracks my boosters. If I'm not up to date on a chip, it tells me when I need to get it by.
This chip is sweet. Without this freedom chip, no one is allowed on our campus. I scan my hand whenever I want to pay for something. It also calls for an ambulance when I get another heart attack from a booster, which is totally not a heart attack from getting a gene therapy.
These freedom chips are free. You can go to any drugstore or China Mart. An employee with inserted in your wrist.
Remember, it is not the mark of the beast. You just need to let Lysenica track and trace your every move. You just need a freedom chip to buy, sell, work, and live. When you get a microchip, look for the Lysenica Freedom microchips. They are sweet.
Stay. So let's talk about what's going on in America. Freedom is under attack in your state. Dictator Ron DeSantis incredibly lets you walk around without masks. That tyrant allows your kids to go to school during the pandemic, year two or four, or who the hell knows. I urge you living in Florida to join the fight. Or join us in California, where we'll take the money you earn and give it to people who don't work. Visit San Francisco, where you can walk through human feces. If you're lucky, you might step on a syringe. Check out Los Angeles, where gas is so expensive, your kids only need to skip a meal or two or ten to afford it. California, where freedom means lockdowns for you, while I go to the places you can't afford. Don't let them take your freedom. Come to California, where we'll take it, along with your money.
Okay, class,
We want to talk about what we learned during the lockdown. The first question is, what did we learn during the quarantine, kids? Susie.
That government overreach is real.
What about you, Johnny? We went from home of the brave to home of the government slave. And you, Michael?
We need to refresh the tree of liberty.
What about you, Diane?
So many sheep are willing to give up their rights because of a little fear.
Very good, class.
Hello, Freedomizers. I am Broccoli Man. When I am not fighting crime, I listen to the Proof Negative radio show.
I am the Wire Ripper. Not only do I forbid you to listen to Freedomizer Radio and the Proof Negative radio show, I am going to demand you wear a mask and get your naked body scan. We need to protect the one world government. You getting the real information hurts a crime syndicate. Do not listen to Proof Negative. You must now disrobe this instant so I can check your person for a constitution or cash money.
Anyway, listen to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. FreedomizerRadio.com.
Now, back to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio.
Welcome to the Proof Negative Radio Show. Right here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Now sit back and enjoy the show.
Thank you. right. Hello again, everyone. Welcome back to another night here on Freedomizer Radio. Of course, I'm your host, Proof Negative, the Big Kahuna here on Freedomizer. I want to thank everybody so much for finding us today. Today is Tuesday. Of course, not just any Tuesday, but Election Day. This is probably, for us radio show hosts, our Super Bowl of the year, I guess. Dahl called out today, but we'll have Joanne Moretti joining us at some point tonight. Joanne and I have covered election night together for many years here on Freedomizer Radio. And we're hoping to hear from you also. So call in if you like. The number here is 319-527-6208. And just press lucky number 1 on your phone, and I will make it a point to bring you into the conversation. So nothing terribly shocking just yet, other than Massachusetts and Maryland, both elected Democrats, and there's no shocker there. They love their communism in those states. And they're just excited that Maryland got their first black governor and Massachusetts got their first lesbian governor. Woo-hoo. And I just wish that they were on the side of freedom, that's all. And I personally don't care what color someone is or who somebody sleeps with. I don't care what their beliefs are outside of politics. The only thing I don't want is somebody that's going up there to support communism and saying that America last and we promise that we're going to help round up people that don't support communism and put them in FEMA camps that don't exist. That's all of what I am not looking for. Other than that, I'm a free agent. I'm open. And if Democrats one day decided that they no longer wanted to be the party of communism and they wanted to support freedom, I would rock that. I don't care about letters behind somebody's name. However, when all of one side of a political party and that particular side all has the same message, all you do is you just cut out one person in one state and put on the other one and say that they support the same thing as the other person. And every Republican is against all abortions at any time, and Trump and January 6th. That's all that this message this time around was. And if there was another message, oh, abortions. Yes, to have abortions either up to or after the baby is born. And if you're not into abortions after the baby is born, then you're a Nazi. I don't know how many times I've heard that. Where you can't just have the normal being what we've had for many years as far as the status quo. And that's why abortions became a big story again in life. What was it, 18 weeks, 20 weeks, whatever the cutoff was. Nobody was really messing with that. Everybody knew what it was and just didn't want to argue about it anymore. We were done. Nobody wants to argue about abortions. I just think it's a dumb argument because you're not going to get more than 50% of the people to agree with you. So I'm in favor of letting the states decide whatever the law of the land is with that. Because you're not going to make everyone happy. But if you say it's a state right and not a federal right to kill a baby after it's born or as it's being born, then they have all kinds of names for you. And it's old. That's on the ballot this time around. When people say that they want everybody who voted a particular side to be placed in a FEMA camp, and FEMA camps don't exist, or round them up, or hey, there's people that want the death penalty for people that don't vote the same way they do. Strangely enough, it all comes from one side. And I'm not a Republican. I voted Republican, and I might have voted some independents this time around, but I'm not anti-Democrat. If Tulsi Gabbard was running as my senator or congressperson as a Democrat, they'd get my vote. They've shown me enough. I would honestly consider Kyrsten Sinema in Arizona if I lived in Arizona, because she's not a rubber stamp. I'm just not in favor of rubber stamps. And when everybody totes the same message and they have utter hate and disdain for all people, I can't rock that. I can't get behind people that like Hochul in New York. I just am beside myself where she calls out all these big guns like Clinton and AOC and all these other fools that go out there and laugh about crime. They have no cash bail. They've let all these violent criminals on the streets. Subway ridership is way down. Everybody's scared to get on public transportation. People are scared to go out in Manhattan. Tourism is way down. Population is way down. And when you bring it up, they laugh at you and call you a conspiracy theorist and a data denier. But that's what wins elections? Oh, we'll see. I just can't believe, and I'm watching this Texas poll as we speak here, and I am going to use some profanities. I reserve the right to do that. I can't believe there's, at this time, and it's not over, and he is losing by a couple of points, but I can't believe there's over 2.1 million fuckers in Texas that voted for Robert Francis O'Rourke. I'm just in shock. The guy's just been nothing except annoying, telling you that he's going to take your guns away, he's going to stop the oil industry in Texas, which if you don't have oil going on in Texas, you got nothing. You may as well be Wyoming. And he shows up, like at the Uvalde school shooting, and does a political tirade while you have all these grieving parents there. No manners. But, hey, it's liberal. So all those people that moved from blue states over to Texas because they thought they had some freedom, you're going to have a rude awakening, which is why people were asking me why I haven't considered moving, that I should move to Texas. I had a job offer. It was a good job offer, to be honest. But I can't move somewhere, watch that area turn blue, and I'm sure there's some fake votes in here. I'm positive of that. There's not 2.2 million Robert Francis O'Rourke voters in Texas. I don't think that many people that wanted to vote Democrat voted for Robert Francis O'Rourke. If you're from California, you have the same policies as Governor Grusom, except dude is not even half as smart as Grusom. I'll give it to Grusom. He is smart. He is well-educated and understands exactly what the globalists want. You cannot confuse him with Brandon. You could say he is probably smarter than Barry Satoro and his husband, Michael Robinson Obama, who I'm sure is a nice lady. He is smarter than all them. And he will be a finalist for the 2024 presidential election. But Robert Francis O'Rourke, you're getting all the policies and a dumbass. Robert Francis O'Rourke is just a dumbass. Governor Grusom thinks you're a complete peasant. I guess there's a difference there. But why is this close? You have millions of people that have flocked in droves to Texas for freedom because they were tired of the COVID restrictions and they wanted to make sure that they had gas and jobs and were able to work instead of getting locked down. You can't tell me this many people brought their voting habits with them when they moved to Texas. It's not possible. I love how some of these states also, when they get done counting, there might be 5 million registered voters in the state, but you'll have 5,873,602 votes. I want to know how you end up with 700,000 or 800,000 more votes than registered voters. And nobody questions that. Yeah. I am hopeful that in Nevada Governor Shitsack loses. Allegedly, every single poll I've read in the last month has the squishy Lombardo leading. And I can't stand the fact that I voted for that douche. Squishy Lombardo, I voted for that douche. And my thing was, if I would have heard either of the other two governor candidates, I could have given one of them a vote. But if I don't hear any of them campaigning, I'm not throwing a vote to somebody that I have no clue what they do. If you don't even have a Facebook page, why should I care more about you winning the job than you? So as much as I would like to vote for another person, if they basically said no to campaigning and I'm just writing my name up there and because I'm somebody else that I'll get my votes, yeah, I'm not playing that. And I can't let Shitsack win. I just know that the day Squishy Joe gets his vote and if he wins, then we have to immediately start trying to find another candidate in 4 years to replace that douche. But he got my vote, so he'll get a term, at least. And who knows, maybe he'll surprise me. I doubt it, but I'll try to be open-minded. It's hard to find a candidate on day one, so I'll see what he has to say, and then we got to look for a new governor. But a Governor Shitsack win, that's not going to work for me, dog. I don't know what I'll have to think about if Shitsack wins. Because you know what you're getting. Texas might not know how bad some of those lockdowns were. There were some issues in Texas, don't get me wrong. But the residents of Texas had it much better than the blue states. So for everybody that's complaining about how Abbott locked you down, I understand. And I wish that Governor Abbott would have led the charge instead of DeSantis, but it gave DeSantis a chance to be a rock star. And for those of you who were upset that Abbott took longer, I promise you, you wouldn't want to be here in Nevada. I'm over this. And if the Democrats get to control things again, you have Brandon out there on the campaign trail stating for sure he is definitely going to be closing all the coal plants. No more drilling in the United States. And he repeated that yesterday. So is there really 2.2 million fuckers in Texas that want there to be no gas? Are there that many people that are tired of having jobs in the oil industry that pay well? Are there 2.2 million in Texas that just want to live in poverty? If anyone has any questions on this, the number is 319-527-6208, and just press lucky number 1 on your phone when you're ready to join the show, and then you'll go right to the top of the board so I can see that you, in fact, want to talk to us tonight. But, yeah, I have this as my backdrop right now. Abbott and I have Robert Francis's face hidden because I can't look at that smirk anymore. That just seriously offends me. I can't look at that fucker. And, yes, I am calling him that. And for those that listen to the show, I might curse like twice a year on the air, if that. I just look at that smirk, and it there's just certain people that anger the crap out of me. And Robert Francis O'Rourke does that, just like the Vag. When that particular pronoun in 2016 said vote for her because she has less penises than the other candidate for president, I can't stand that person. Even Barry Satoro, I can't even hate in that upper echelon. I know he's a scammer. But it's to me, I just can't respect Robert Francis O'Rourke one iota. You people in Texas will regret it, I promise. But there are people still out there that are saying that they have to vote blue no matter who, because Trump might run for president in 2024. So it's more important to turn your nation from capitalist to communist, have your gas shut off. You're going to have certain parts of the country that are going to run out of gas. They will have no coal, no way to bring it up there. And like Broccoli Man says, you're going to freeze your kumquats off. But it's okay because Trump isn't president, right? You're going to go live under a bridge and have to panhandle for basically scraps. But it's okay because Trump isn't doing any mean tweets, right? Hey, according to liberals, that's good liberal policy. Not my preferred policy. I prefer to have a house and a car and a gas tank and food and some mean tweets. I like all that. But for some of you, Trump ran for president in 2020, so that's enough. Oh, let me look at this. I have Jen in New York. Thank you, Jen. Somebody just sent me... Voting just counted, and it shows Kathy Hochul in, the Bronx and Brooklyn. They basically voted, almost everybody in Bronx and Brooklyn voted Democrat. I only see a few cities, though, so I don't have everything. I could see, I'm looking at CBS News right now. I could look. I'm going to look right now. All right. Yeah, it shows Kathy Hochul 17% in. I'm not getting my hopes up or down here. But it shows that Kathy Hochul is up basically 2-1 at this point. 69-31%. But I'm confident that there's more to it than that. I just can't believe. And if Hochul wins... Oh, my gosh, you're going to see crime skyrocketing. They're laughing. They are mocking anyone. There are people that have said that they got mugged on a subway, and they're calling you a conspiracy theorist. Like, you reporting that you got mugged on a subway, you're at fault. How dare you accuse somebody of doing something to you? That's going to win an election. And if they know that they can get away with this, hey, and they got another 4 years, oh, wow. There were people that I personally talked to on these airwaves that said they're staying just to see if Kathy Hochul can be defeated, and if not, they are out. Honestly, I wonder if it's all those people that moved already that might cost Lee Zeldin an election. But then again, they might be counting the Democrat precincts early just to show a good example. Or they got the fake ballots out there. I'm not going to stress over it just yet. But I want to see how bad this gets. If Lee Zeldin was polled in many polls to be up by 2 to 5 points, and he's down this badly, I can't believe this. So we'll keep on the lookout here. I'm looking to see if there's anything good to report in New York State. Not really. Let's see, New York 11. I don't know that race, but Nicole Malliotakis is beating Max Rose. Nadler. Jerry Nadler is going to get reelected. Oh, my gosh. AOC is up pretty comfortably. No surprise there. Elise Stefanik, one of the few Republicans that are on the good side in New York State. She's losing, but 8% is in, so I won't get too stressed just yet, because I don't know what towns that these people are in as far as districts go. It's too early to look at California. Sarah Huckabee Sanders looks like she has that one in Arkansas. I'll look to see if there's anything with Katie Hobbs and Carrie Lake, but there's nothing. There's nothing to count yet. Man, if Carrie Lake loses to Katie Hobbs, and get this, you guys, I don't know if you know this, but the person that's in charge of the ballots counted in the state of Arizona is Katie Hobbs. And normally you would recuse yourself if you are going to be in the election for the largest office in the state, but she refused to recuse. So she gets to give the final say-so as far as the votes go. So she will really have to be down hard in order to give that up. So that one I'm very interested in, because Carrie Lake is basically the Ron DeSantis of the West Coast, and I would feel a lot more confident in keeping the Republic if she wins, because there's nothing getting past her, and in some respects, I think she has potential to be even stronger than DeSantis. I think right now, Carrie Lake has put herself in position to be one of the top picks for a vice president if DeSantis or Trump goes up for election. And I'm rooting for Blake Masters. He seems like a good dude. I don't like the Mark Kelly guy at all. And I follow Arizona because Nevada is right next door. And I would hope that if something was to happen, that I could have someplace else to go. So Arizona would be my first choice. Let me see what else there is here that's of interest with anything. I don't see Gruesome losing. I would love to see it, but I don't see it at all. Looks like Polis won in Colorado, or it's close. It's about to be finished, I guess. I haven't even looked at the Senate races. Brian Kemp is going to defeat Stacey Abrams again. J.B. Pritzker said once he gets reelected, he's going to mandate COVID shots for all kids before going to school. And it looks like the public is hip to it because he's up almost 59% to 39% over the Republicans, so they don't care. Why is Kansas, why do they have a Democrat leading Kansas? I know she's an incumbent, but still. Gretchen Whitmer has a few point lead over Tudor Dixon. I'm not going to do it. I was tempted to come out and say, if Democrats pick up these seats, I might retire as Freedomizer host. I can't keep looking at this every year. This is dumb. They tell you what they're going to do to you. You live through it for 2.5 years, and you vote for it again. And there's nothing we can do to wake you up. You live through 2.5 years of scamwaring and seeing your friends die from taking the gene therapy. And the gas prices have tripled almost in some areas. And you're saying that all that is okay. Give me more communism, please, sir. I don't get it. What is it that no matter what they do to you, you're going to vote the same way over and over and over again? Like you just, you're oblivious. I don't have an answer. And I feel like I've spent 14 and a half years of my life trying to share the answer, and it's like, no, nah, we're good. I like living in poverty. Poverty's not that bad. I like paying triple for gas. I don't know what to say at this point. Joanne Moretti is going to join us at the top of the hour. If you want in, the number here is 319-527-6208, and just press lucky number 1 on your phone. I can't pick you up to go on the air unless you press lucky number 1, because I don't know if you have a pet ferret that you're chasing around or you're cursing at your kids, or you're sitting on the golden throne. I don't want to get involved in that, so you've got to press the 1 button or else I can't bring you in. So, with that, everybody complains. You have all these people complaining about the price of gas, the price of food, the price of rent, but they vote for it to increase. So is it like a status symbol? Like you can brag about how much money you're losing every month? I don't like that as a status symbol. That's not me. I'm not someone that's just going to complain and then vote for the same thing so the cycle can keep happening. But a lot of people are. I don't know what you guys are doing. All right, I'm trying to look at some other polls here, and then Joanne Moretti is going to help with the poll stuff here in a few minutes. Just looking here to see if there's anything of interest. A lot of the regulars, Tim Scott, Rand Paul, Marco Rubio, MTG, they won already. Sununu in New Hampshire, that wasn't really a shock. Illinois just got called for J.B. Pritzker. So out there in Illinois, you guys that said you hated mandated gene therapies for your kids, but yet you voted for it, so you can't hate it that much. So Trump is telling DeSantis about not running in 2024 because if he runs, he could be hurting himself. I guess that means Trump really wants it. And maybe I'm completely wrong here. But I personally... there's nothing that would stop me from taking DeSantis over Trump. That job is DeSantis' job to lose, and I don't care who they put up against DeSantis. And you have all the Democrats saying that DeSantis is too extreme. Well, what is too extreme? Everybody that is not a Democrat is just too extreme. What? They called him a tyrant because he said that the parents have the choice to put scams on their kids or not? And he didn't mandate gene therapies for the kids or gene therapies to go into a store? He likes to ship illegals out because he's not a sanctuary state and he ships them to sanctuary states. That's extreme. Yeah, I just don't want, even today, even though all these people now and now, you even have the CEO of Pfizer that is saying he was lied to about these gene therapies, and allegedly he had no idea how destructive they were. But Trump is still going to double down and say that they were the best thing that he ever did. I'm not a Trump hater, but I'm not a Trump whatever at all cost guy either. And at the end of the day, I just don't think Trump could do as much for me as DeSantis, and I feel like Trump is compromised. When you take $1 million from Pfizer to get reelected. I call that being compromised. Yeah, I'm waiting to see J.D. Vance as well. So, LeBron James. Dude is a billionaire. And he says, we've been oppressed for so long. And instead of endorsing fellow black athlete Herschel Walker, he endorses Georgia's, he endorses Raphael Warnock, the slumlord alleged reverend in Georgia that has a ton of baggage. So who are you trying to stand up for? Did Herschel Walker oppress you? That's what I don't understand. Like Howard Stern? Howard Stern says that there's going to be a second civil war if Herschel Walker wins, out of all people. So if a black guy wins election for a Senate seat, that's going to trigger all these other states to just start shooting people? So you have to pick the other black guy? I'm just not understanding. How you have other races and other groups of people where the white person is calling the black guy a higher up in the Klan. Does anyone remember that from last year when Governor Grissom said that Larry Elder is the head of the KKK? And Candace Owens was the vice president of it? Like somehow the KKK came up with a diversity program. And they're like Santa Claus now, and they can tell who's white and who's not. And now they say that being a white supremacist has nothing to do with your with the skin color you have. That sounds totally backwards. Because how will the KKK know who to go after and who not to? Like they're saying that Kanye West and Kyrie Irving are now part of the KKK. Does somebody not know how to just look at a picture and see whether or not they're black or not? What, does Brandon get to officially tell people that they're not black because they didn't support Brandon? All right, I still have my eye on all this stuff here, so Joanne's going to join us in a few minutes. I'm going to grab my top of the hour break right now here, so just give us a few minutes here, and Joanne will be on shortly, and we'll have election coverage for as much of the 2 hours as we can stand. Be right back.
Do you want to hear the truth about New York State and beyond? I'm Diana.
And I'm Dean.
Join us Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. until 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we'll talk about everything New York State and beyond.
Yeah, nationwide news and local news and the tyranny that's going on here in New York State and what the Democrats are doing across the country, too.
We're going to talk about just about everything. Join us Thursdays, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, D&D, delivering the truth in New York State and beyond. See you then.
The following message is sponsored by Truth. Are you or someone you know suffering from sheepalism? Sheepalism is a debilitating disorder which affects a person's entire worldview and is characterized by ignorance, denial, abandonment of basic morals and values. An unwillingness to think critically about things read or heard by mainstream media is a strong sign that you have been affected. Fortunately, sheepalism is treatable in many cases. Treatment may include, but is not limited to, training to help the patient understand that truth is being intentionally withheld. Help in understanding that assumptions and speculations do not qualify as evidence for truth. Living with sheepalism is frustrating. Thankfully, there's hope for those suffering this debilitating condition. If you or someone you know is dealing with sheepalism, please contact your local Truth Movement for treatment. They're standing by to help you now, and remember, you're not alone. Side effects of treatment may or may not include shortness of breath, migraines, anaphylactic shock, and a worst scenario heart attack. See your support specialist for details.
Okay, class, we want to talk about what we learned during the lockdown. The first question is, what did we learn during the quarantine, kids? Susie.
That government overreach is real.
What about you, Johnny? We went from home of the brave to home of the government slave. And you, Michael?
We need to refresh the Tree of Liberty.
What about you, Diane?
So many sheep are willing to give up their rights because of a little fear.
Very good, class.
Food waste is one of the most easily solvable problems, literally the low-hanging fruit of environmentalism. Pardon the pun, it's my job.
About 20% of all produce never makes it off the farm.
It's because they just look a little funny,
a little weird, but when you cut into it, it's perfectly good food.
It's just a total shame. It's totally good stuff.
We buy ugly produce directly from farms that often would go to waste because supermarkets won't buy it because of how it looks, and we deliver it to people's doors.
I didn't know that there was beauty standards for an apple.
This isn't that ugly at all. Like, that's the most common first box, like, complaint we get.
We change that. We educate people. We show them how amazing these fruits and vegetables are.
Have food delivered to your house.
Box of produce every week.
And it's more affordable.
At a very reasonable price.
Cheaper than the grocery store.
I spend a lot less time in grocery stores.
It's an adventure every time that you open it.
High quality produce.
There's nothing wrong with the produce.
And they taste exactly the same, if not better.
Save those fruits and vegetables that get wasted every year.
And it's delivered to your door, like...
But why wouldn't you do... Why would you?
Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.live, and sign up for Imperfect Foods today. Use our promo code and get money off your first order. Go ahead and get some organic and all-natural meats, dairy, snacks, breads, and non-GMO produce.
Um.
Have you looked at the price of Bitcoin lately? Cryptocurrencies are the hottest financial investment right now. Well, what if you can get free Bitcoin fractions by having an app on your phone or PC? Introducing Lolli, a website that rewards you with free Bitcoin pieces with your online purchases. You purchase from one of thousands of companies like Chewy, Old Navy, Groupon, and others. You get a percent of your purchase back in Bitcoin. Use my link on freedomizerradio.live or find me on Facebook for your special link to get started. Lolli, earn free Bitcoin while you shop.
All right, I am back with you here. I don't know. I'm expecting Joanne to join us here. I'm expecting to have somebody other than myself be on the line here tonight, but we'll see. Sarah Huckabee Sanders won. Allegedly, there's enough new seats that Nancy Pelosi is no longer the speaker, but we'll see. I'm reading from the Gateway Pundit. So Republicans they needed five seats to take back the Congress, and so far they flipped seven. There were five seats that needed to flip in Florida, and they all flipped. They are not projected to take any new seats, but they could be projected to steal some of their own seats back. But they are not projected to win anything new. So we'll see how that goes. I try not to get too excited on this stuff. I'm looking to see here the Nevada race. Nothing as of yet. I just want Shitsack to be gone. They are reporting that Jared Polis from Colorado won his governorship again. Iowa's a toss-up. I don't understand that. Iowa was one of the best states when it came to the COVID restrictions, that Kim Reynolds was trying to hold it down. I thought she did well. The Gretchen Whitmer and Tudor Dixon is a little too close for my liking. There are that many people in Michigan that love those lockdowns. I don't know. I just don't get how there are people out there that like Rashid Tlaib. She's basically, it's not even a race. She is almost 9-1 against the Republican in her district, and that's a squad member. When you had just a couple weeks ago, you had there was a school board meeting, and all the Muslims stood up and said that they don't want this. They don't want drag queen story time. They don't want pornography for five-year-olds. But you'll vote for it. I don't know how to say I'm no longer interested. So you might see me take more time off. I'm just so disinterested in this stuff anymore. I just feel like if I'm talking to myself and for myself and by myself, and I'm seeing results like this, I mean, why am I here? Pianchi, can you help me here? Why am I here?
Well, deep down, you care.
Oh, I care, but if nobody's listening, then why am I here? Why am I looking at Kathy Hochul getting 67% of the vote so far? Why did Robert Francis O'Rourke in Texas get 48% of the vote?
That's because you got people moving out of California to Texas. And I'm going to say this. I know people don't like to hear me say it, but Tlaib is getting that kind of vote because of the blacks in Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
She's in former communist seat. And every other thing that comes out of her mouth is about Palestine. So that just goes to show you the ignorance in the vote. It ain't about the skin color. It's about the party, more so. And that's what you see.
Hmm.
Detroit has Detroit is 80% black.
Yeah.
They used to have a population of over 800,000. Now it's down to about 300. It's still 80% black. And they voted for a white mayor who's a Democrat. So that has to tell you it's about the party. At least in that argument. It's the school system used to have over over 100,000 students. Now it's down less than 50,000. So that means that the people is moving. They're running from it.
So what I'm just trying to understand is my wife actually Sunday, she was watching TikTok in bed on her phone, and there was a video that came up, and this guy, I think he was serious, it didn't look like he was joking at all, said that he's so tired of election days because politics is white people's stuff. Us black people, we know better. We just pick whoever the Democrats are. But you white people, you make it all complicated by putting Republicans in there and sharing your message. Nobody wants to hear your message. You're just white people.
Why do white people vote for these black candidates? You should know that the inner feeling is what you just heard. You just said that this guy said. Maybe you need to be a fly on the wall sometime.
I don't care who has what skin color or what body parts somebody has or what body parts they stick into where. That doesn't affect me. All I care about is, do you protect the Constitution, or are you working with China?
Well, they will tell you the Constitution wasn't meant for us, quote unquote.
Who was it meant for?
They would tell
Chinese?
You that. Suddenly, you go into Detroit and ask probably the average black person, they say the Constitution wasn't meant for. And I'm going to tell you, I worked with a group of high schoolers from Carnahan High School in St. Louis. We went down to the Board of Education there on 801, and I think it's 801 13th Street. And a friend of mine, that was his class, he was a coach for the baseball team, and I was an assistant coach, and I said, well, let me come down and talk to the students. So what I done, I brought a handful of pocket-sized constitution. And I handed them out. And one black girl said, well, the Constitution wasn't meant for us. And that's what they have been taught. and that's what they believe. They believe the Constitution said they was 3/5 of a human, as somebody has taught them. So that's the obstacle that you have to go up against. And I don't try to change it, because you could have a whole stadium as large as a stadium there at LSU. It seats about 125,000. And you can convince them to show them, and they would understand what you say. But as soon as that stadium is cleared, you could bring in a whole nother group and have to start all over again. That's basically what it seems like.
I'm not black, so I can't I can't find out, I guess, for myself. But what is it about the unwritten rule is that I'm black, I have to vote for a Democrat?
That's the way they've been conditioned. See, they've been conditioned that way. And then on top of that, they go to substandard schools, get substandard education. And then when you get a substandard education, you automatically fall into that disparity in equity. Not only disparity in equity between you and whites, but there's a disparity in equity between you and blacks. And generally, those are the ones that leave those areas because they don't want to be caught up. I mean, why would you stay there? If your second most, or probably even your first most valuable asset is your property, your home, well, you don't want to establish that in those areas. And it's not a flip of a coin. It's not a guess. That's what history tells you. They talk about redlining, but redlining is good. It actually is good because it tells you where not to buy a house. It tells you where not to shop. It tells you where not to put your kids in school. It tells you the areas not to drive. And anybody that don't pay attention to that is just not, is like not paying attention to the warnings of a heart attack.
I get it. It's just annoying.
So that's just where it is, Prue. Now, what would it take to get those education? But you can't get the education in the present system that exists, that public education. Now, I grant it, some of them just not going to do no better. I mean, that's in everything. That's in every skin color on the earth. But the problem is with them, they are not even given the chance to see where they would do better at. They lump all in the same boat. Or should I say the same room.
So allegedly Katie Hobbs is up by 10 points over Carrie Lake. I just can't, I can't fathom that. Unless they're counting Democrat districts first, I just can't see a world where people even said John Fetterman is a better candidate than Katie Hobbs. But then again, Katie Hobbs in Arizona, she's also in charge of the election count, and she refused to recuse herself. I don't know why I get up over this stuff.
Trump would have won Arizona if it hadn't been for the Libertarian.
And why is it that John Fetterwoman is up by 6 points over Dr. Oz?
Well, the results won't be in for about another week, according to Joe Biden.
Yeah. Yeah, we know that, but... No, if... I'm seriously thinking, Pianchi, if all these Democrats win, I'm quitting Freedomizer. I can't do it anymore. I'm just getting discouraged, and I've been thinking about it a lot lately.
Well, I tell you, I'm getting ready to start fighting for 24, 2026, 2028, 2030. I'm going to keep fighting them. One thing, they're not getting my kids. Of course, I don't have no kids at that age, but me making that statement, you know what I mean. They're not going to get my kids. They're not going to educate my kids. And I'm going to have set things for my kids so they don't have to be dependent on no damn government programs.
All right, Joanne Moretti, my co-host tonight. You can stay here, Pianchi, but I'm going to go ahead and bring my guest co-host in tonight here. I think she's ready. And Joanne, are you with me?
Hello.
Or did you need some time?
Hello. Yes, I'm ready. Sorry, I'm a little late. I nodded off on you.
Oh. So anyway, Robert Francis O'Rourke almost won, but he lost. J.B. Pritzker won Illinois. That's not exactly a shock, but Kathy Hochul is up 2-1 over Lee Zeldin right now. Carrie Lake is losing by 10 points.
No.
Better Woman is beating Oz by 5.
No.
Okay.
There's something wrong with all of that. First of all, Kerry Lake should be blowing it away in Arizona. Lee Zeldin should be blowing it away in New York right now. You see they're playing games over there in Arizona, right?
Yeah.
They did this last time. But then they say,
funny that, Joanne, it's the same cities and the same states that did this 2 years ago. And why is it that not only did nothing happen, but it was celebrated? Where if you said that something was wrong, you're the conspiracy theorist, nobody looked into it, and we get to do it again.
Yeah, well, they're so blatant. You see what they're doing over there in Arizona. They have a glitch in 20% of the machines. That didn't happen. That was intentional. That was no glitch.
Yeah.
And then they're going to take the ballots and bring them downtown and count them there. You know, and then they tell people, oh, you're an election denier. Well, when you're jerking us around in our faces, we can pretty much question that.
And Katie Hobbs did almost nothing on the campaign trail. And even CNN hosts were mocking her for not doing it to her face.
Right.
There were people that believed that at least John Fetterwoman made some feeble attempt to talk in front of people. This one did nothing. And not only that, but she is known in Arizona for being a racist.
And she refused to debate. What kind of a politician doesn't debate? Aren't you supposed to present yourself and have a banter with the opponent so you can make a decision on them? And then you don't debate and they reward you for that? No. You know, very skeptical.
The excuse with Fetterman is that a handicapped person deserve to have a political position too. That's what I heard.
Well, if they're capable of doing the job, fine. but this guy's not capable of doing the job. You know, I mean, they're insulting our intelligence. Look what they put up for president. They got Joe Biden there for president. Guy doesn't know what bus stop he's at. And this other one, Fetterman, if you're handicapped, okay, you're handicapped. If you can do the job, you can do the job. But this guy can't do the job. This guy can't put two words together and to form a sentence.
So, but there's a thought process behind Fetterwoman. They want him. They want him not for him, but he'll never serve a day. They just want his vote because the goal is not to get Fetterwoman, but his wife.
That makes
the
most sense.
They want to swap out him for his wife because his wife is also up to speed on globalism and is more radical and hardcore than John even is.
Yeah, she's the one that said that swimming is racist.
Yes.
Wow.
Well, see, here's the thing, too, y'all. Conservatives have got to be mean. They too weak. I'm not saying
right.
They too weak. They are not mean. They want to be friends. They don't want to cause division. And they don't want to stir. They're too weak.
I agree with you. I agree with you. I think that the high road is a cage that they put themselves in. You don't have to be on the high road all the time, especially if your country is at stake. The high road is a trap that you put yourself in. Get out of it. We are too weak. We don't know how to fight. And that will be to our detriment.
Yeah, like, for example, they will ask every candidate, will you work with the Democrats if you're a Republican? But if you say that you're willing to work with Republicans, then you're considered a coward and weak, and they want no part of you, and they'll let you know that.
Yeah, they think it's like a death race here. It's all or nothing. There is no such thing as compromise. And I am absolutely disgusted with the Democrat Party. They take us all for idiots, especially minorities. They treat minorities the worst.
They do. And I can tell him what happened. Whites have failed for this black thing. All the poor blacks, they was treated mean and treated bad and all that kind of crazy stuff. They failed for that. And that's going to take you to your grave. They're going to turn on you, just like Proof was listening to that one guy say what he had to say. I mean, it should be many hot mic moments so you could hear.
This stuff with whites
kneeling down in front of blacks, kissing their shoes, what kind of crazy mess is that?
Yeah, well, they treat minorities like they're complete morons. They can't even pull off getting an ID. So these lily white racist liberals have to rush in and save them because they're not capable of saving themselves. That is so insulting. And you
pretty
see what
like
happened.
To be insulted.
Yeah, you see what happened in Florida today, right? Down in Miami-Dade? Turned completely red. That was solid blue. It was reliable blue in Miami-Dade. And DeSantis walks away with 70% of the Hispanic
vote.
Well,
what's going to end up happening? It's going to be states going to be drawing a line. I mean, people don't want to see that. You may not want to see it, but there's nothing wrong with getting prepared for it.
Right. But, you know, the most ridiculous thing that we do is we allow them to divide us.
Want to be divided. They want to self-segregate. Just listen to the conversations that's being thrown out there.
Oh, yeah, they do
they
want
to
self-segregate. Yep.
They want to self-segregate.
Right.
They want to form their own little town. And see, this stuff by getting along, I did not allow my kids to play with just any other black child. I didn't. Because I know what's being taught to them in their household. My kids were not, and I say it again, they did not play with a child just because they was black.
Yeah, you choose your friends wisely and your children's friends wisely. And it's not on color, it's on character. That's the way it should be. you know. Yes, minorities did have a hard time, but it wasn't me that gave them a hard time. So,
like you got these Ivy League schools coming up with these new tests where they give members of a certain group spot them points before they even sit down and take the test, and they deduct points from the Asian before they sit down and take the test. Now, what good is that going to do? A person is taking a test to see if you are astute in certain areas, in certain categories. If you can't do the math, then you're going to have to go and do some remedial courses in order to bring you up to where you can stand on your own.
Right. And they're not doing anybody any favor by lowering standards. Not society, not the student. You know, you're going to put a student in a class, and the kid's just not going to be able to ace the class.
Yeah. I say this. Just let me take my kid. I'm poor, but I work so hard. I work my knuckles to the bone to make sure that my child is prepared when they go to school. I make sure that my child know the next grade math, not the grade that they're in. But you want me to keep my child there. Just give me the money and allow me to put my child in the environment that I want my child to be in. But, no, they're not going to let that.
No, because they can dominate the public schools. They can control what your child learns. If they were to have the money follow the student and let the parent choose the school, then they lose a lot of the control over the child, because the parent will try to get the best education they can for the money and for the child. But, you know, education isn't the goal. Control is the goal. The biggest mistake we've ever made was let the government educate our children. They've educated our republic right out of them. And they've taught them things that we do not approve. You know, what are they doing teaching little kids sex education in school?
Well, not just sex education, but flat-out pornography.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. They're using pornography, and they graphic pornography, too, and positions and other things. That's not what I'm sending my kid to school for. I'm not sending them to school to learn about sex. I want them to learn about science. I want them to learn about history and geography, math, English, you know, how to properly spell and pronounce words. That's why we send them to school.
Well, they're not going to do that.
There's no sense in sending them.
You go in some of these schools, and you know, I want y'all to hear this. I am not blaming the child. No way am I blaming the child. The child is being neglected. The child is being used. The child is being propositioned. All those things for somebody to make money off of the system. Because if this was an automobile plant and you was putting out products like that, you would be facing all sort of product liability and lawsuits on the defectiveness of the product that you're putting out. And it's just a shame. It is totally a shame, a sinful shame, what goes on to these children. These children are not asking for that. They don't know no better.
You're right. They only know what we allow them to be taught. So,
and it's gotten to the point where it's a national emergency. Look how you compare with the rest of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Look who's coming into the country and taking all the high-tech jobs. You know, it's funny that a child sitting in the classroom never will be able to make as much as a teacher who ain't teaching nothing.
True. And they're stealing the children's future. And they're replacing them. You see all this fentanyl coming across that border? Who do you think it's killing? It's killing young people, young military-age people. See who else is coming across the border? Young military-age people. So you can't say that's not intentional. You look at that border today. 50,000 people just last month came across that border. If you look at the lines of people, it's mostly single military age men. If they were all wearing camouflage, maybe people would see it for what it is. It's an invasion. And then what they're bringing with them with those drugs, they're killing off our young people and replacing them with people who will never be loyal to this country. If you see them being questioned coming across the border, I saw it today. They asked, is the border open or closed? And they're saying that the border is open. And then they're thanking Joe Biden, and they're saying that they got to hurry just in case that the Republicans close the border. Well, when they're thanking Joe Biden, that's telling you who they're going to be loyal to. They're going to be loyal to Joe Biden, not to the country, not to the United States of America, but they'll be loyal to who brought them here or allowed them to come here. They don't know anything about our Constitution. They have no loyalty to this country. And they're not asylum seekers. They're migrants. If they were asylum seekers, they would stop at the first safe country they encounter. But that's not what's happening.
Well, no, they're not. They're being coached along the way, and it's a plan. One of the plans is to take back those countries that Texas, Mexico lost.
Yeah.
Don't be surprised if you don't see referendums to secede back to Mexico. Just watch.
Yeah. Well, they've been doing that for years and years and years that I know of. But, you know, like I said, they're not going to have any loyalty to this country.
Then when they do that, they're going to be asking China to come assist them in military power. Can you imagine that? New Mexico have Chinese troops in it with missiles pointed somewhere. Goddamn.
Well, they're going to have to get troops somewhere because they're killing off our young people. You know, look at
that. You got people still using abortion as an issue. Black women have aborted over 20 million babies. It's more than half the population. And they still talking about, well, we want to have the right to abortion, calling it health care. How in the hell is when you kill somebody, kill something in your womb, how do you call this health care?
Yeah, that's not health care. When they say my body, my choice, okay, that's your body, but that's the baby's body. You know, when you're getting rid of the body that's inside you, that's someone else's body that comes out of you. Your body doesn't leave you when you have an abortion. Someone else's body does. So, you know, at least tell the truth about that. You know, these women, they have these abortions, and then they grieve that for the rest of their lives. Because no one told them about that.
Well, yeah, they do. And, you know, really, we're not telling no woman that they can't have an abortion. We just say follow the law. Well, the state won't let it. I say, well, then go to another state. Well, I ain't got the money. I say, well, you got organizations out there, businesses, even government that will pay your transportation.
Yeah. And the federal court was right. The Supreme Court was right. Abortion is not in the Constitution. There's 17 enumerated powers in the Constitution that are given to the federal government. Abortion is not one of them. That means they have no say over it. Anything that's not in the Constitution remains with the people or the state. Now, the state is closer to the people. So instead of having a fight with the feds and 50 states over abortion, the court actually just made it easier for you to make rules with your local representatives. They took it out of the hands of the feds. So each state can make their own abortion laws. So all these people that are freaking out about abortion, take it up within your own state.
That's right.
You know, the court did you a favor by putting it back in your own hands, and you're still screaming to give that power to the federal government. Why?
I don't understand so much dependence on the federal government. If that's the case, why in the hell do you vote local and state? If
Right. Because a lot of the things that go on are not in the federal government's purview. It's not in their authority. There's only 17 things that are assigned to the federal government in the Constitution. The rest stays in the hands of the people. We don't teach the Constitution anymore.
No, they don't. And don't start talking states' rights to blacks, because they've been so conditioned that the people that's conditioned them say, well, look how Mississippi used to be. They want to go back to that. Well, damn, here you are up here in Michigan. You're not in Mississippi.
That's right.
And they're not going to go back to that. For what?
You know, they should all learn from Florida. Florida taught everybody about states' rights. And instead of saying, wow, we should do that too, they say, oh, Ron DeSantis is bad and Florida's bad. No, Florida's free. They should try it.
And you know the funny thing about it.
That Charlie Crist got 2.6 million votes, though.
Yes. I don't know how he did that. I'm surprised he got two votes.
That was because of machines. If it worked for them the last time, they're going to continue to do it, just like a football team. If you run the end around and it works, keep doing it.
Yep. Poor Arizona. Those people tried and tried and tried to clean up their rolls. They even put that Engelbright in jail from True the Vote. They call you an election denier if you dare question. And then they have the nerve to tell us this is a glitch in 20% of the machines, and then they had to work to get them back online. Well, here's a little newsflash. They're not supposed to be online. Each of those machines is to be independent. They're
I thought it was
supposed to be online.
To have them online.
Yeah, but they came right out and said it today. Well, we have to work to get them back online. They never should have been online to start with. So they're really
and your FBI
games
don't do
Arizona.
Anything. And your FBI don't do anything.
Yeah, the FBI is a feeble organization now. And our military's right behind it. Two of the formerly greatest institutions in this country have now been so compromised no one even wants to join their forces. Our military, they're not teaching them how to fight, they're teaching them how to fashion. You know, if you're walking
it's
around...
It's crime is so bad in these cities. It's,
mm-hmm.
it's just ridiculous. Then they don't want you to have guns to protect yourself.
Right. And, you know, a lot of the crime, they're not using guns. Look in New York. They're pushing people in front of trains. They're beating them with sticks. They're raping
that's
them.
A
none of that's involving guns. Knives, maybe.
That's a savage that does that. Pushing somebody in front of a train. That's a savage.
Mm-hmm.
There's something wrong with these people.
Yeah.
Then if you got pushed in front of a train and you survive and you complain, you're the racist.
Right. And the person that threw you in front of the train, they beat you home.
Yeah, and they're the victim, and they can sue you.
Mm-hmm. And then they wonder why there's crime. Why not? There's no consequence to it.
And that, and you got Bill Clinton laughing about it a few days ago?
Yeah. I thought it was a great idea, give everybody a billy club. And then maybe they'd be a little safer. Archie Bunker said that the best way to avoid airplane hijackings was, as everybody's getting on the plane, give them each a gun.
Yeah.
Well, that's what Billy
Clinton.
Bill Clinton. Yeah, Bill Clinton. Give everybody a billy club. We'll cut down on incidents, that's for sure.
So, Charlie Crist, is he going to contest this election because he thinks he won?
No. Ron DeSantis walked away with 70% of the vote. That's
Georgia's almost done. It doesn't look like Stacey Abrams is going to win this time around either.
No. No, she's not going to win. But they're messing with the down ticket people. So I think Joy just had it with Stacey Abrams and her antics.
Yeah, she was chosen to do that. And, you know, here's another thing. I got to tell you, got these black separates. I say blacks cannot win not one state, not one. You don't have the numbers. And then, and listen to this, and then to make matters worse, you pissed off because you can't have an abortion.
Right. Did you listen to Kanye West recently about abortion? He said that's the biggest Holocaust that happened to the black people. He's not trying to compare it to the Jewish Holocaust, but it is in itself a Holocaust. The 50% of the black population is missing.
He just don't know how to say it. Yeah, he just don't know how to say it because these young people today will not confer with an elder that know the stories. So they go out there and they try to, and he's saying things based on his hip-hop, and he's getting it wrong, and so on, so on, so on. You know, this thing about anti-Semite has nothing to do with the religion. It's about Jews, the Klan. And we know they exist. They control the media. And when you look, and see people, oh, that's not, well, when you go someplace like Yahoo Finance and look up the holders of these companies, then there they are.
Yeah, well, see, that's the mistake a lot of people make is when they just say it, oh, well, it's the Jews. Well, no, it isn't the Jews. It's some particular people who happen to be Jewish.
It's
but when they say the Jews, put that on all the Jews. You know, that's like saying all the Italians were Mussolini. No. You know?
They use that as a cover.
Yeah.
Well, but it's okay to say every white person is Hitler, and that's okay.
Oh, yeah, they always compare people to Hitler. Joe Biden did it the other day.
You got those groups like that. Look at the Mormons. The Mormons own a lot of businesses and enterprise in the United States. You got a black group from Senegal called the Tuba. They're like that, too. Then you look at your Nigerians, the business people that they are down in places like Texas and Maryland. So that's what it is.
Yeah, and then they pull themselves under an umbrella to, you know, to trick people or to overbroadly be inclusive, and then nobody's included. When you say, oh, the Jews, well, you know, you just went way too broad. And then all the Jews get mad because they think you're talking about them. But if you say these specific people, like Rockefeller, Rothschild, that crew, Soros, those are the ones that you're talking about.
John Henry Ford wrote a book called The International Jew back in 1920. And he said, this is the problem. And they got on him about that, even back then. Anti-Semitism is a word that has to do with trying to reduce the influence in certain areas, especially in commerce, that's controlled by Jews. That's what it was about.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the dictionary word. So they've created this word in order to use it for political gain and political leverage. That's exactly what they've done.
Yep, and to stifle free speech.
Yes. Then you have idiots like Whoopi Goldberg say she's quitting Twitter. Well, hell, if you had left the country like you said you were when Donald Trump was around, you wouldn't have to be here today to endure Twitter.
Right. I find that so comical that everybody's in a snit, all these celebrities. Oh, I'm leaving Twitter. Why don't you just quietly leave? You got to announce you're leaving. And then they don't leave. They say, well, I just dropped in to say this, and then I'm leaving. And then they drop back in. So you didn't leave, right? So you're full of it. You're just trying to exert some sort of control that you think you have, that you don't. And then when you find out you don't, you have a snit. I've been on Twitter a long time. And, you know, people come and go.
Yeah, for various reasons. But I tell you, I'm not going to stop fighting. I don't care if it was a complete red wave. I'm still fighting as long as I got breath in my body.
That's what I like to hear. You got to keep fighting. Don't ever get defeated. With the, you know, if you defeat yourself, the enemy doesn't have to defeat you. So stay positive.
I tell my friends, I say, look, if you don't like what I say, let me know. I'll remove you off my telephone list. I'll remove you off my email list. Goodbye.
Mm-hmm. True. You know, it's very easy to scroll past an email or a tweet or a comment on Facebook. You don't have to freak out. You don't have to call Elon Musk or Zuckerberg and say this person said something I didn't like. Scroll past it. You know, be adult about it. Well, I don't like what they say, so you got to ban them. Well, how about we ban you, and then you don't have to see what they said.
So Herschel Walker is sitting right around 49.9%.
Mm-hmm.
Because under 50%, he has to do a runoff. But if it's 50% plus one, then he wins the election.
Yeah, he should be running away with it. So they're keeping that number that way so they have the runoff. It's easier to cheat in the runoff because then they don't have the confusion of all the down ballot tickets. There's only two people on it.
Yeah.
What you got in Georgia is black people voting for Warnock. You got black people voting against Trump. That's what you got black people voting party. Because we got two black men, so it shouldn't be skin color. No, it's party. It's party
right.
line. It's Democrat. Like I told, I don't know if you would listen, in Detroit, they got a white mayor for a population of blacks that's 88%, but he's Democrat. It's party line.
Yep.
They've been conditioned. Been conditioned on these Democrats. That's what they've been conditioned. I heard some blacks talking about that they're tired of police brutality. So the federal government has nothing to do with your local police department. That's you.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right. Just like education, the federal government should have nothing to do with that.
You're absolutely right. Say it again. You are absolutely right. They have nothing to do with that unless you ask for a program like ROTC and they pay for money for that.
Mm-hmm.
But hell, the thing is that these school boards nowadays are a bunch of Nazis.
Mm-hmm.
Then the people that's running the school, the teachers are members of these teachers' union.
And they walk in lockstep with the union. You know, they could buck that system too. Teachers, you know, you want to think that they're all about the student and that they love these kids and the reason that they're in this business is for their calling. And then they're doing things that are totally anti-student and they know it and they're teaching them stuff that is not true or beyond their capabilities or they're dividing these children by color or class or whatever reason they can divide them with. And then they're picking and choosing winners and losers. You know, they look at a little white kid and say, well, you're white, so we're not going to do anything for you. And you're black, so we're going to do all these special things for you. And then we're going to teach you to hate each other because one's going to be jealous of the other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, why is this one getting all these extra curriculum or extra help and the other one is not? So from the time that they show up at the school, it's a predetermined outcome. And if you're not the flavor of the week, then you're not going to have a positive outcome. And if you are the flavor of the week, you're still not going to have a positive income because they're going to put things on you that you're not ready for and expect you to master them. And if you don't, they're just going to say you did anyhow. And that doesn't help you.
Yeah, they force parents.
Yeah, and then they tell the parents it's none of their business. And then God help anybody who tries to transition my child without my knowledge. God help them. You don't send them to school as a little boy and have them come out a little girl against your will, against your wishes, and against your knowledge.
And they're even telling the kids not to tell their parents.
Yeah. Any adult who has a conversation with a child and tells them not to tell their parents, that's when the child should tell the parent.
Exactly.
You know, and they're automatically assuming that parents of gay children or parents of trans children are not capable of taking care of these kids. So, you know, right there they're calling you an unfit parent and doing stuff behind your back without even a court or a constable or a counselor involved. They're just transitioning these kids. And they're making it a fad. They're telling these children to identify themselves as soon as they get in school. Well, are you straight? Are you gay? Are you trans? And a little kid doesn't know. You know, one day he wants to be a girl, the next day he wants to be a Ninja Turtle. What does a kid know? And then you lock them into that.
Well, you have kids that signed up for the entire year to be a furry.
Yeah, your kid's going to be a furry. Let me tell you something. If my kid is running around being a furry, I'm taking the kid to a shrink. And if there's nothing wrong with the kid, we're both going to the hospital to get my foot removed from its rear end. You're not a furry. All right? If my kid's acting like a furry, I'm going to get it help. I'm not going to make everybody else say, yeah, it's a furry when you're looking at it. No, it's a child. You're going to tell everybody else to go against their eyes and ears and say, okay, well, you're a furry.
The thing is, when they sign up to be a furry, they have to commit to that for the whole year.
Mm-hmm.
So no talking. They have to go in a litter box. They just sit there and act like a cat or whatever, and everybody's okay with that.
Yeah, proof you know me well enough. I'd be tipping the school over. No, the kid is not using a litter box. No, the kid is not a furry. And if my kid is acting like a furry, I expect you to tell me so I can get it helped.
You know, I don't understand, honey.
No, and that's what all these Democrats don't get, is that's on the ballot.
Unreal.
I don't understand how blacks in Atlanta, as Atlanta is the South, and it has somewhat of a Bible leaning, how they could vote for that damn Warnock. Warnock,
you know,
is for abortion,
you know,
through 9 months.
If it was reversed, and Herschel Walker was the Democrat and Warnock was the Republican, you'd have the same exact vote.
Mm-hmm.
That damn Warnock is for abortion through the 9th month. He's for open border. He's against,
yes.
He's for gun control. He's for making a proprietor, like the incident with the baker, who did not want to put two images on top of the wedding cake. He believes that he should have been made to do that.
Wow. Hey, I need a couple minutes. I'll be right back. I'll let you two commence. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, that's another thing. That's like telling Leonardo da Vinci that he had to paint something other than what he painted. He's not going to do it. No artist is going to make a creation that's not of them their own. So, you know, and if he doesn't want to put your images on a cake, find a different baker. You don't have to torture the person. You don't have to put them through hell. You don't have to put them out of business. If you don't like the way they do things, then find someone who will do it your way. I saw a thing. It was a skit. And this guy was trying to get a Muslim baker to make him a gay wedding cake. He literally got beat up and thrown out of the pastry shop. You notice it wasn't Muslims
believe.
That they were doing it to.
They believe the federal. See, you got blacks believe heavy on the federal government. Mm-hmm. Not all, but they've been taught that. But like I asked Truth before, I said, why are you voting local and state if you depend on the federal government? And see, right. They don't know how. See, they vote on emotion, and they vote on a behavior trip, but they don't know how to tell the politician what it is that they want out of. They just vote, sit back on their hands, and watch and see what happens.
Yep. And, that you know, they're a very loyal group, and the Republicans can depend on that loyalty. And they'll tell you, I've been a Democrat my whole life. I'm a lifelong Democrat. They don't know why, but they're real proud that they've been a lifelong Democrat. Well, what has that gotten you? Has it fixed your city? Has it improved your income? Has it improved your education? Then why are you so wedded to a party? The same with the Republicans. You know, I think a lot of those Republicans are stuffed shirts, but I know a lot of the new Republicans are actually pretty good. Like this Carrie Lake. She's pretty good. So, of course they're going to mess with her. But, you know, they just are so wedded to that D or that R that even when they get into the general election, when they can choose either one, they'll stick with their party. You know, that's okay in the primaries. But in the general election, you can pick from all the candidates. But they don't realize that. I have a friend who's a Democrat who said, well, when I go vote, I wanted to vote for DeSantis, but I'm a Democrat. I said, well, you can vote for DeSantis. She said, no, he won't be on my ballot. I said, yes, he will. This is the general election. And she didn't understand the difference. So I told her, you don't have to vote Democrat,
well, you know,
in general.
You know, the issue with Carrie Lake and Herschel, that's why kind of I say that those federal ballots should be separate from state and local. Federal ballots should only have federal candidates on it. And they should be cast at a booth that's not connected to the internet, not connected by wireless. It should be paper ballots. And that's it. You, the most candidates you're going to have on there at any time is three. You're going to have your congressperson. You're going to have your state senator. And you're going to have the president and vice president. That's four.
Right.
That's the most you're going to have in any given time using. So it's no big deal counting them.
They do that on purpose. They mix the ballots like that. Because every 2 years you have a congression and you have state elections. So the feds go for a free ride on those elections. And they give the states money in order to put the federal people on the ballots too, which helps the states pay for the elections to start with, the papers, the machines, all of that stuff. But then the federal government gets too much input.
It needs to change because it's not going to be fair. You cannot get 50 states, just like Arizona. There's nothing going to come out of Arizona transparent. You're going to have to separate the federal ballots. And then you're going to have your own vetting system, your ID system.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just come in there with a utility bill. And half of them are half of those things in 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 months. And I know that worked because I had a passport that was expired and voted up in Missouri. Some people don't a bit more care about a look at that than a man in the moon.
Right. Here in Florida.
If you got illegal. Go ahead.
Here in Florida, they take your license and they put it on the machine to verify it. And then the machine prints your ballot. You take that ballot, you fill it out, and then you put it into the tabulator. But your license is what causes the machine to print the ballot to start with. So we have absolute voter ID here in Florida. And look how good Florida come out. And look at how blatant that Maricopa County is. If my friend Red was still alive, should be flipping out about that. They did so much work and so much investigation in Maricopa County. They've been investigating it for 2 years, and then they got the nerve to pull this right in front of our faces. That's blatant.
Yeah, but you know, Joanne, who's the one that's responsible for counting the ballots in the state, though?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But George Soros, Secretary of State Project.
Why is she allowed to still be on the ballot for the top spot and be the one that counts the votes?
Mm-hmm.
Ballots should be counted where cast. They should be counted in the building where they was cast. No ballot should be traveled across town and, God forbid, to another state. Oh, wait a minute. God forbid, to another damn country.
Right. Yeah, well, they said that they're going to take these ballots in the machines that wouldn't tabulate. They're just going to drop them in a lockbox. Then they're going to transport them downtown and count them there. Well, you know, you can add boxes. You can lose boxes. No.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, they can. A 5-minute trip would turn into a 3-day.
Yeah. And, you know, they could take 2 boxes of ballots. And they could swap them out for 2 boxes that are already in the truck. No, that's just wrong. I agree with you 100%. They should be counted right there on the spot. There was a incident called the Battle of Athens, Georgia.
I know it very well. Yes, you're absolutely right.
Yep.
It was Athens, Tennessee. Athens, Tennessee.
Mm-hmm. Well, that battle should have taught us all something. But they bury that too. You know, the people took over. The people did the right thing. They were trying to mess with the ballots. And that's what's going on here in Maricopa County, right in front of their faces, after all the investigations. Now, George Soros had a Secretaries of State project, and it was run by this guy, Michael Kieschnick, who is also on the board of directors of the Tides Foundation. He runs Act Blue, which I'm sure you've all heard about. He runs Credo Mobile and Credo Credit Cards. So, you know, where they were getting all these $200 prepaid gift cards to donate to candidates?
Mm-hmm.
You know, they got them through Credo, through this guy, Kieschnick. And he runs that Secretaries of State project. And proof is right. It doesn't matter who votes. It matters who counts the votes. And George Soros has all these Secretaries of State. Those are the ones that certify the vote. He's got them all in his pocket. That was intentional.
Why does somebody like him get to live so long?
Hey, there was a Rothschild that died today at age 91, Evelyn Rothschild.
Oh, yeah? I didn't know that.
You know, the same type of incident.
It's funny, it was on
the same type of incident that Paul Pelosi was involved in. You remember a long time there was a DuPont that was involved in the same type of incident? Remember him?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
One of the DuPonts.
Yeah, DuPont got away with it for a long time. And this Paul Pelosi, they change the story on him every time someone tells it. You know, he walked towards the guy after the cops were there. Said the guy was his friend, but he didn't know who he was. Mm-hmm. And who was in him with the when he crashed the car? Who was with him then? Because that person bailed out and ran.
Yeah, and they had electronic locks on the doors. He couldn't get out. That's why he tried to bust out.
Oh. Yeah, they try to tell us that the house was unsecured. The door,
you got electronic locks on.
Yeah. The only way you can get out is if you unlock yourself and get out.
They got to buzz you out.
And they said that the Capitol Police were in charge of security, but they weren't watching the monitors. So what kind of security is that? How come everybody wasn't fired? Because that didn't happen. Otherwise, heads would be rolling. She's the Secretary of State. That's her husband. He is a security risk. If he gets kidnapped, the whole country's in an uproar, right? So you got to put security on him too. But he had to shut off that security. He had to let that person in. And then the first report was it was a wellness check. And then they told us, well, that Paul Pelosi called from the bathroom. Well, why didn't he stay in the bathroom if he was in that much danger? And what's everybody doing in their underpants?
Yeah.
You know, they having a Fruit of the Loom party? Yeah. And a hammer. I don't even want to know what the hammer was for. Unbelievable. And
well,
then,
he used the hammer to try to bust out the lower pane, the lower panel, which is glass on the front door. That's what he used the hammer for. That's why the glass, mm-hmm. they say, was laying on the outside.
Yeah, the glass was on the outside. And it was beside the open door in the picture. So none of it makes sense. And then why would he walk back towards the person with the hammer? Actually, it was Paul's hammer. The first story was it was Paul Pelosi's hammer. And they were fighting over the hammer. And the other guy ended up with the hammer. And Pelosi didn't even get hit till the cops were on scene. So where's the body cam video? Because that hit in the head came while the cops were standing there. I don't know. He's become a liability. Maybe he was trying to get out because he knew that was a hit. That guy was a hitman. I don't know what the story was, really. But the real story has nothing to do with what we were told.
Yeah, he's supposed to be illegal from Canada.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then that should fall on Governor Grusom for allowing the illegals to be in the state.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he allegedly overstayed his visa from Canada.
Yeah, but they're blaming Trump.
Yeah, it's all Trump's fault. So, Trump wasn't even there.
Trump wasn't down in Colombia neither. They blame him for that.
Yeah. They blame
South
Trump
America.
For everything. I don't know about this. This is really messed up. Herschel Walker should be running away with it. Carrie Lake is running away with it, but they're taking it away from her. Right in front of us.
Yeah.
She was a shoo-in. She's been all over that state.
Yeah. Well, they're winning with that strategy of make sure you don't debate, make sure you don't talk to as many people as possible, and if people call you out on it on CNN, just accept it and go back to the basement. And that's a winning strategy. And
mm-hmm.
just, they'll tell you, don't worry, we got you. Just don't do anything. Just like Fetterwoman.
Yeah, that guy there, he's creepy. He's just creepy. I wouldn't vote for him just because of who he is and how he acts, and not because he's disabled. You know, I feel bad that the guy had a stroke. I didn't do it to him. But I wouldn't vote for him. He's not capable of doing the job right now. You know, maybe after he recovers a little more, fine. But right now, he has not recovered enough to have the strains that job is going to require. You know, what is it with the Democrat Party putting people up like this? Like Joe Biden.
My name
is... He's in the wrong job, too.
John Fetterwoman! And the Eagles are so much better than the Eagles! So...
That's real.
Oh, of course that's real. The Eagles are
that's
much better
real?
Than the Eagles.
Wow. I thought that was parody.
No. That's just like when he did his one debate with Dr. Oz. He said, hello, everyone. Good night.
Yep, good night. I saw that. fed a woman.
I promise you that if my wife heard that I referred to myself as fed a woman, she'd probably help me pack my suitcase and get out of here.
Yeah, where are you going to live if you have to try something like that? Oh, my goodness. When you just played that, I thought that was parody. I thought that was somebody mimicking him. That was really him, huh?
Oh, that was really him, yes.
Oh, my God. And the hoodies. The reason he wears the hoodies is to cover that big bulge on the back of his head.
Have yeah, a lot that? Of people say that's where the brain damage is.
Yeah, well, there are stents in there to drain fluid. But something's causing that big bulge that they have to hide with the ridiculous-looking hoodies.
Yeah, when he was wearing them when it was 99 degrees out with 87% humidity in Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yeah,
who wears a hoodie in July like that?
And they roll it up so it comes up to the middle of the back of his head.
Yeah.
Instead of draping it over the shirt like other people would wear a hoodie. It's like a hoodie roll. And that's to cover that big bulge on the back of his neck.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody want to take a guess at what that bulge is?
Well, that's why I just said that a lot of people have alluded to the fact that that's the way his neck has that bulge is that's his brain that shows his brain damage.
Wow, it's pretty serious, pretty big bulge.
You know, when you have an aneurysm, that blood pressure tries to push your brain down through your neck.
That would make sense because it something big is going on there.
Unless you get to the hospital and they drill a hole in the top of your skull to release the pressure.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what I was thinking. Maybe there's some sort of a stent in back there, a shunt or something they call it, to drain fluid.
Yeah, but like we said an hour ago, though, the goal is to get him elected, so he'll never serve a day. They want his wife.
Yeah, that's how we got Joe Biden. Oh,
yeah,
oof,
but unfortunately,
I blew my image.
The Easter Bunny can't show up every day and tell him where to go.
That's true. I blew my image about that, Joe Biden. After the hurricane, you know JoJo, my co-host, her nephew came down. They brought 500 tops with them. They put on 350, all of them free. And they were staying in my yard. They hooked up their trailer to my facilities here. And we were in the house, and we're watching antenna TV. So we were watching the regular network television. And Joe Biden was brought to Fort Myers. Now, Fort Myers Beach took a direct hit, and everything on the tip of the beach was washed off. It's just like a flat beach now, no buildings. So they brought him there. Nobody would have went to see him anyhow, but you can't get near him. So we're watching the TV, and he's not getting out of the car, and it's taking an awful long time. Well, finally, JoJo's nephew says to me, it's taken a long time for him to get out of the car, and that's when I blew my image. I was being so nice, too. I said, of course it's taken so long to get him out of the car. First, they have to wait for that wife of his to walk around and get him and hold him by his hand. The last thing we need right now is a freaking silver alert. Nobody's got time to go looking for him. And he just looked at me like, wow, you really said that about the president?
Oh, why not? That's
yeah,
what
I
it
really
is.
Said it. Truth isn't always pretty, honey. But it's true. That's why they don't let his hand go. Even Whitmer had to hold his hand when he was campaigning for her.
Speaking of Whitmer, why is she ahead still? I don't understand that one at all.
Because she's not. Because she should have been long gone. She should have had a night like Ron DeSantis' opponent, what's his name? Charlie Crist. That's how important he is. I don't even know his name. And he was governor here for a while. But Yes, she should have been having a night like Charlie Crist.
Well, Katie Lake should be too, but that's not doing anything.
Carrie Lake should have been walking off with all the prizes right now. They are really stiffing her. They are not going to let her win. They don't care how blatant the cheating is. No way in hell they're going to let her win. If they have to stand there and light up on every ballot on fire, they're not going to let her win. Now they're taking boxes downtown. I wouldn't let those boxes leave that building. And did you see Fetterman hired Mark Elias?
Yes.
They want to count those ballots with no date on them. And of all people to hire, Mark Elias from Perkins & Coie, the guy that commissioned the dossier, the Steele dossier, that was Hillary's lawyer that commissioned
right.
the whole thing that was taking down the country. And that's who Fetterman's lawyer is?
Well, he knows he'll be safe.
Wow. Yeah, he's under the wing of Perkins & Coie.
Yeah, that just shows how bad they want that seat. They don't care about him. They care about that seat.
They sure do. They want that seat bad, and they're going to take it. And the people in Arizona, I'm sorry I'm stuck on that, but they should be surrounding those polling places and not letting those ballots leave.
Well, there's a few people that think that they're going to be so blatant with stealing the elections, and they called it this morning, that they're going to
mm-hmm.
be so blatant with the theft that they expect there to be a rise up. And they'll just have another January 6th and blame Republicans so that they can start their festivities and use the election fraud angle as a jump-off point.
January 6th was a fraud. Those people were no threat. Those people were no threat. They're still in jail, too.
Yeah. Well, we know they were no threat, but they want to prove that there's a threat. So it'll help them stage a false flag attack if they can steal the elections and then prove that whoever's against us stealing the elections, it's their fault.
Yeah. Well, the people in the United States are very disappointing when it comes to that. If they think that we are so fragile that a couple of hundred people wandering around the Capitol building like tourists is going to overthrow our government. They're
with
out of
no
their
weapon.
Mind.
Yeah.
With no weapons. Even feeble Joe Biden said it would take an F-15. You see any F-15s there? See any guns there?
Yeah, I didn't see any unless somebody had one in their pocket.
Does anybody really know what an insurrection would entail? A real insurrection? It would take millions of us. It would take some serious artillery. It would take everybody be in the streets, kind of like they did in Egypt. That's what it would take to overthrow the government. Our government is so diverse and so spread out that wandering around the Capitol is not going to overthrow us. We could still run the government from down the street. We are not that fragile that a couple hundred people is going to overthrow the United States of America. Otherwise, we would have been overthrown 20 times by now. You know, even the riots didn't overthrow the government. That's crazy. But people fall for it. And then you got people like Liz Cheney pimping it.
Well, in California, when you had the Black Panthers walk in to the General Assembly, floor with their rifles. They was trying to overthrow the government. How come people don't see it?
At least they brought guns.
They brought guns. But people say they was trying to complain. But no, they was trying to overthrow the government. But folks don't say that.
Yeah.
So is this the new way to campaign then? In 2024, we're going to see no presidential candidates have any conferences or any debates, just hide?
Yes.
That's the winning strategy now.
Yeah, it seems to be working well, doesn't it? Don't tell them your platform. Don't communicate with anyone. Definitely don't debate. Don't answer any questions. Just throw out platitudes here and there. Come up on stage, say goodnight to everybody. And then complain about mean tweets. The people that are complaining about Trump's mean tweets are the most vicious of all. You should see the things they say on Twitter.
Oh, I know.
I mean, Twitter can get really nasty. And the people that complain the most about nasty are the nastiest.
Oh, of course, because they don't want competition.
Yeah, sometimes I just go over there and lurk and see what everybody's saying. And what a cesspool. And Elon Musk, he really is trying to clean it up. But everywhere he turns, they're giving him a hard time, too. Now the advertisers aren't going to advertise on his page. And AOC's still hitting on him.
I keep looking at that, and I'm wondering if that's serious or not. It's like she doesn't like him, but she likes him. I don't quite get it.
Yeah, it's a love-hate thing. She doesn't like him, but she's just obsessed with communicating with him. And he's just playing with her.
Well, of course.
Yeah, he's just toying with her. He's, you know, show me the $8. You say anything you want, $8.
So I have to keep tradition here.
Okay.
Joanne, I sent you, I have a broccoli man that I haven't been able to upload any clips on Blog Talk Radio today. So this is last week's. I don't know.
Okay.
I keep trying to upload stuff and it just stops midstream and crashes.
My computer is doing that too. And I got a message saying that I was running an old operating system. And it's not going to be supported on this platform after January.
Oh, I'm talking about Blog Talk Radio. This has nothing to do with any web browser.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, maybe your computer doesn't have what it takes to upload them anymore.
No, my favorite browser is Brave. That's what I mainly use.
Yeah, I have to get a new computer. Yeah, let's do this broccoli, man. I want to see him.
All right. So let me get it together here. All right. So this one has the millennials in it. This one's called Election Season, featuring the millennials. So I'll count down.
Okay.
3, 2, 1, action.
I'm so glad we finally were able to vote for Governor Shitzek. The other person said they want to stop me from having abortions. I believe men should have the right to abort the baby inside the body right up until they are born.
Whoever wants to ban abortions when the baby is born just wants all peoples to die. So Jim, did you vote for the Republican? If you voted Republican, I am gonna slap you into next month.
Whoever votes Republican should be taken to a fat camp. If only fat camps existed. I do not want a Republican to take the tampons out of the men's restrooms or not force us to eat some and dumps and nothing.
No, B. I voted for the independent dude. I don't want to vote for shit sex, and he said he will increase the amount of gene therapies we have to get so we can leave our house.
There you go again. Only thinking about yourself? What about us people that want all Republicans and white people's guild? If you do not vote blue no matter who, then you is voting for the Klan.
That's right. You do not want anyone knowing you are part of the Klan.
How do you think I am part of the Klan? Did you forget I am black and Puerto Rican? If I am not white, how can I be part of whites only club?
Well, if you did not vote for Brandon or Shipsuck, then you is not black. The Klan knows who's black and who is not black anymore.
Look, V, I do not want to die in a nuclear war. I do not want to get drafted to kill some random people in a war.
Who cares about a nuclear war? January 6th was the worst thing that ever happened on Earth. It was worse than 9/11, World War II, and even a thousand times worse than when it rained for 40 days and 40 nights and Noah had to put animals on his ark.
You cannot be serious, player. You really think January 6th was worse than all that, B?
You're right, Jamar. The only thing worse than January 6th was the day Trump got elected.
Trump being done tried to make us all go to work. With Brandon and Governor Shipsock, I can go into any store I want and get myself a four-finger discount and there ain't nothing the store can do about it.
If Shipsock is not governor, then the new governor might ban him getting pregnant again.
Oh no, it's that Green Jones again. That dude is a something ducker for real.
That dude does not understand how bad Trump's mean tweets are. One mean Trump tweet kills more people than the entire Vietnam War.
Yeah. Please explain how more people die from a guy writing something on Twitter than a huge war that killed thousands in several years. This I want to hear.
Because you something duckers doesn't understand how extreme and mean you are. Look at Trump's tweets.
So, help me understand. Being mean on Twitter harms more people than actually killing people?
Yes, you are incredibly evil and like killing people because you are against drag queen story time. You're also against cash bail when these poor victims are caught killing people.
It is all your fault and Republicans' fault when people have to go to jail. When someone gets arrested for killing someone in Chicago, that is all Republicans' fault. Stop arresting these people for no reason.
Please. I want to hear this. Explain how you agree that killing people should be legal.
You are stupid. That's why. When someone kills another person, they are killing a Republican. That doesn't count.
Hey, player, killing people is not legal. Gee, I do not want anyone just coming by my house and killing me, and my parent one and parent two. I cannot co-sign on that.
That's because UBS is a secret Republican and you support Trump. We all need to support Governor Shipsuck and Brandon. We need to vote for Michael Robinson Obama in 2024 so we can finally have our communism.
Michael Robinson Obama is a very nice lady. Big up to Big Mike.
That's true. It is hurricane season right now in Florida. So even though we do not live in Florida, we need to get our new boosters. You're a loser for real if you are worried about the side effects.
Hey, B. I died a few times already from these boosters. It is a miracle I am still here. I am tired of having to worry about if a shot is my last one, player.
You need to quit being a whiny lame-ass baby and grow up, Jamata. Look, I had 24 heart attacks and had COVID 48 times after getting my 59 boosters. But you do not hear me complaining. We need to make sure Trump can never make a mean tweet.
So, which election is Trump running in exactly? He has no been in office for 2 years.
How do you not know how serious it is? We need to make sure that no diesel fuel or any gas is pumped out of the United States. We need to leave that for China. We cannot have Trump in office ever again because he might start a nuclear war with Russia.
Oh wow. And you are okay with Brandon starting a nuclear war with Russia instead?
That's different. Brandon is going to start a war with Russia so Trump is not able to. He has to clean up Trump's mess.
I do not like Trump. But to be fair, he did not start any wars. Brandon wants to start this war and drop nuclear bombs. I do not want to get drafted and fight in a war against Russia.
That's because UBS is a whiny little biznitch. You need to stop listening to Prove Negative and keep getting your gene therapies. You need to accept the fact that Brandon cannot stop this war. It bees is Trump's fault also why gas is expensive.
You realize when Trump was in office, the United States was a big exporter of oil. When Brandon took over, he closed most of the American pipelines. He replaced it with nothing. If there is no more oil being drilled due to Brandon's policies, then wouldn't the blame be on Brandon for not having enough oil? In 2020, we had enough oil to make sure everyone's homes had heat in the winter. Now you are going to freeze your kumquats off this winter due to bad woke communist policies.
How dare you talkish about communist policies? If you bees is a something duck that hates communism, then you need to get the F out me country. You're listening to Kyrie Irving too much.
Why are you against my girlfriend trying to get me pregnant so much? You are so upset that Brandon legalized them getting pregnant. You want Trump to get re-elected just so he can ban them from getting pregnant again.
Do you even know what a woman is?
How dare you? That is such an offensive term.
Why are you being such a genderist?
But sugar, aren't you a woman?
You've been done pissed me off. How dare you acknowledge the fact that I bees as a woman? It is not for you to judge me by my gender. All you all white peoples, all you want to do is offend us black peoples.
This is why I voted for Governor Shitsack. We need to make sure there are more race riots and division, not less. People like me who have lighter skin and sugar need to know their roles and apologize for their whiteness and for having a penis.
You do? What?
Sugar, I apologize 100% for being white something the current for having a penis. I wanted to go to a gynecologist and have it whacked off. But my girlfriend said she likes when I have a penis. Oh dear. I called my girlfriend the wrong pronoun again. The last time she heard I called her the wrong pronoun, she stabbed me so hard in my ballsack that I had to spend 3 days in the Wayne General Hospital and had 27 stitches. I had to put a splint on my penis. I could not wear panties or pants for 10 days. When I left the Wayne General Hospital, everyone was staring at my penis and telling me to cover it up.
I'm finna call them right now and tell them you called them the wrong pronoun about 12 times up in this mug.
No sugar, please do not tell my girlfriend. I love her with all my heart and I will stop calling her the wrong pronouns. It is not fair to her that I keep calling her the wrong pronouns. I wish I could find a way to make it up to her. I am making her angry by calling her the wrong pronouns.
Hey B, you calling Malik the wrong pronoun again like 12 times just now.
It is not fair that Republicans and my whiteness forces me to keep calling her the wrong pronoun.
Please. Do not become a millennial communist like these people. Please find your way back to God. Do not let Satan overrule you. Listen to the Proof Negative radio show. He is on weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. That is 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. He keeps everyone up to date on what the globalists are doing to us. You need to wake up now and get prepared both for the physical evil and the spiritual evil. Listen to Proof on freedomizerradio.com and click on Listen Live. You will be thankful you did.
I do not trust anyone who is against communism. I need my four-finger discount.
And I need to get pregnant. My girlfriend gets everyone else pregnant except me. Oh dear, I called her the wrong pronoun again. I am so sorry for having a penis and for being white.
All right, wow. So that was the latest with the millennials.
Wow, that was pretty good.
You like that?
Touched on a lot of stuff there.
Oh. I tried to hit a few topics.
Yeah, you did good with that one. And, you know, the absurd part is it's all real. That's really how they talk to each other. And about those boosters.
Governor Newsom just had his race called in California, so he won.
Now there's a shock.
Yeah.
Wow. That was a really good broccoli, man. Very thought-provoking.
Yeah, Hochul won New York 55-44.5.
That's another one that should be looked into.
But remember, at the beginning, before the election even got started, they said that there was a pipe bomb threat in one of the precincts, so they had to hold off on the election. So what did they do this time? You think they just brought the ballots in ahead of time because they knew that some of these places would be watched?
Yeah. Yeah, and that early voting, too. You know, when you early vote, that tells everybody how many votes they need to overcome. You know,
yes,
if they get this many.
But on the other end, you got places that are trying to not have you vote.
Yeah.
And they're punishing you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, they get all their votes in early. And then on election day, when most Republicans, they like to vote on election day so that you can't screw up the numbers, they find a way to have glitches on voting day. Like
so
that Arizona thing. That 20% of the machines were having a problem?
Yeah.
One or two, okay, I believe it. But 20%? No, that's intentional. That's a pattern. One's a mistake.
But does Carrie Lake have anything to go on if she challenges it?
Well, she was running around with Hamid Karzai, her lawyer, today.
Yeah.
So she's pretty good, Karzai. See what happens. But I don't think that she should concede.
Oh, I wouldn't. But they're going to call her an election denier.
Yeah, they're doing that anyhow. And they put Katherine Engelbreit in jail from True the Vote. Keep her out of the way.
Yeah, and they banned people from hanging out at ballot drop-off boxes and taking pictures.
Yeah, I don't see how they could put a drop box in the middle of a public street and then tell people you can't watch it. How are they doing that?
Good question.
You know, if you put it in a private facility, that's one thing, but it's in the middle of a public street. And they said, oh, yeah, people in camouflage with guns hanging around. Well, you know, that's
that
a little stupid,
self.
Too. What?
I said that was probably the photo ops for the Democrat Party.
Yeah. Yeah, because a normal person isn't going to stand there in camouflage with a gun watching the boxes. They're going to sit in their car with a camera. So, yeah, that was definitely for the optics. That was staged.
And that was in a that one in particular was in a Democrat area. Like why, or not a Democrat, it was... Was it? Oh, I don't remember. Anyway, it just it didn't look right.
Yeah. Yeah, they probably put it in the middle of downtown Minneapolis. You won't find too many Republicans down there. And all the Republicans from New York, they came here to Florida. At least they didn't screw us up down here.
Well, some of them might have voted for Charlie Crist, though.
Yeah, some of them might have. But we told them all, don't come here to change us. If you're coming here, you're coming here for a reason. You know, we're doing it right down here. If you don't want to come down here and do it right with us, don't come. You know,
so the
whatever.
That one is basically... almost even, it's a few hundred votes different between the Republican and the Democrat. Imagine if Oregon decides they had enough of Antifa and goes Republican.
If Oregon goes Republican, that will be earth-shattering because that is a serious progressive stronghold up there.
Right.
I mean, Portland is just a communist cesspool.
Yeah, someplace I was listening to libertarians, they say their issue was pot. They want to be able to smoke pot.
They can smoke pot anywhere.
Basically.
Yeah. Pot's legal down here. Pot's legal the whole eastern seacoast, except for, I think, maybe Georgia. But every place else, it's legal. It's not recreational legal in Florida yet, but it might as well be. You know, they got dispensaries all over the place. Up in Massachusetts, you can walk in a gas station and buy pot.
Yeah, it's just, it's never been my thing. I've never sampled it. It might be the best thing in the world. I'll never know.
Well, it does have some medicinal value, so, you know, it's not for everybody, but it does.
If you get the right stuff, some of it has no value because it's made by the wrong people.
Oh.
I believe the Democrats are grooming LeBron James for something.
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah, they
could
give him a little too much power.
Yeah, you could be right about that.
Both
they're looking for superstars. You know, they are looking to find a superstar. They don't have any right now.
Yeah.
You know, that Newsom, they thought he would be the one, but he's really way too pompous, too elitist. Beto O'Rourke, they wanted him to be a rock star, but he's just a dipshit. Even his name. You know, he's got an Irish name, right? Robert O'Rourke. But now he was Roberto, and then it was just Beto. So he's culturally appropriating.
Yeah.
But they don't care.
So Ted Budd just won his seat in North Carolina.
I don't recognize that name.
J.D. Vance beat Tim Ryan pretty good.
Good. That's a good thing. I am
I
so surprised Steve Elden didn't take New York, though. Something fishy going on there. Because, you know,
like
they said he was...
Fetterman might end up winning this race here. He's ahead. It's no longer going back and forth. He's winning.
That's unbelievable. You know, I'm really disgusted with our fellow Americans who would actually vote for this guy. What is wrong with people?
Patty Murray in Washington won pretty easily as well.
Yeah, of course.
Ron Johnson is having a hard time in Wisconsin.
Yeah?
It's 51-49, separated
Who's
by
favorite?
About 40,000 votes.
Is he ahead or behind?
Ahead.
Wow, that's weird. He should be running away with it, too. Yeah, this is just absolutely fishy proof. Especially in New York. Because those people in upstate New York and stuff, they were really trying hard to get Zeldin in there. You're not telling me that
Long
many
Island
people in
well.
New York City showed up. There was no enthusiasm for Democrats.
Maybe not the New York City residents showed up, but the ballots showed up.
Yeah. Well, the New York City residents are absolutely disgusted with what's going on there. The ones that could get out did get out. The ones that are left behind, they've been trying hard to get rid of these politicians. So I'm really surprised that Lee Zeldin didn't win this. There was zero enthusiasm. I mean, I don't even believe that half those Democrats showed up in New York. They just said, the hell with it, what difference does it make, and didn't even go to vote. I bet you they had really poor turnout today. I'd like to see the numbers on that. And then if you compare the numbers upstate and the numbers to the cities, you'll see that there's a discrepancy there. Yeah, Lee Zeldin should have walked away with it handily.
Yeah, 56-45.
How are we going to fix this? What are we going to do? What can we do? It's so in our face now. They're burying our noses in it.
Yeah.
Wow.
And just think, all those people are laughing about crime, and we're extremists because we want crime handled. And they won by 2 points.
Yeah, and the guy that wants to let a third of the murderers and rapists, if you're in jail now, it's not for pot.
Right.
You know, they don't keep you in jail for pot. They don't even keep you in jail for simple assault or robberies or any of that. You have to be extremely violent to do time in jail right now. So they want to let violent offenders out too?
Well, yeah, because that increases crime, but that's a conspiracy theory.
Yeah, well, they say crime is down because they're not considering these things crime anymore. Crime is way up, but it's not criminal.
Well, not just that, but when they do the crime statistics, they kick out the top 100 cities. So those cities aren't even investigated for crimes.
Oh.
Well, when it comes to murder, the United States ranked third out of 193. But if you take out 5 Democratic cities, they would drop down to 189 out of 193.
Oh. Well, right there should tell you what the problem is. Democratic cities. They're not even Democratic. They're Democrat-run. Nothing Democratic about them. We shouldn't even call the Democrat Party Democratic Party. Because they're not Democratic.
Some of them are in red states.
Yeah. And they should be ashamed of that.
They not.
No. There is no shame anymore. People don't even know how to be ashamed. Or why they should be. Everything goes. We have such a society in decline. You know, if they'd ever open up a history book, they'd see that this is we're in the throes of the end. And good is bad and up is down and right is wrong.
Well, like
you're
I said before,
society.
Conservatives got to get mean. Don't do business with these businesses that support these Democrats that want to destroy the country. Just like the ads are being pulled off Twitter, well, we got to do the same thing with them. I don't support no black business that's voting for the likes of the Maxine Waters type candidate. No.
See, but the thing is that they're smart in the sense that they know how to steal in the cities that they have a chance to steal, and corruption's been going on for so long. The only exception being Carrie Lake. They poured everything they had into making sure she lost no matter what.
Yeah. They don't care who knows that they've cheated. They're putting it in your face and daring you to do something about it.
But even with Fetterman and Oz, you could debate that in saying Oz was a terrible candidate, which I wholeheartedly agree.
Mm-hmm.
And then Hochul, you could say, well, it's New York. That's what you expect. You don't expect this in Arizona. Every other, like even Gretchen Whitmer, you could say, well, it's Michigan that certain districts like Detroit know how to corrupt more than anyone else.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't expect that in Arizona.
Detroit's actually trying to save themselves.
Yeah, I don't know how.
Not that hard.
Well, they got a police chief down there who's really rocking the streets.
Yeah, but that ain't no good. You still got, even the corrupt people want to get rid of the crime.
Yeah. That's
they don't want
too.
The competition.
That's right.
Yeah, well, even the mafia kept the streets clean.
Yeah, well, less crime during Al Capone than it is now with Lori Lightfoot.
Yeah. Well, with Al Capone, it was all the criminals fighting each other and the mob fighting each other. This is just the general public with all this crime. You know, if you were hit by the mob, you were involved with the mob. You know, they just didn't kill strangers. But they did keep the streets clean. Whitey Bulger, one of the worst people, worst criminals ever. He was America's most wanted. But I tell you what, you didn't mess up in South Boston. There was no crime in South Boston. Other than the mob. And they were killing off each other. They had feuds. And yeah, that's crime. But it wasn't just random crime. It was targeted crime. So you would know the difference. You know, they just weren't killing mothers and babies in the streets and young people and kids, and they weren't doing that. But they were killing each other. It was still crime. I'm not defending them in any way. It's still crime. But I'll tell you what, there was none of that shooting, you know, random shooting people in the middle of the streets when the mob was running those streets.
Mm-hmm.
You well, push somebody into a subway.
I'll catch you guys next time.
Hey, it was very nice meeting you, and thank you very much for the conversation. I really enjoyed it.
Oh, you've never spoken to young people before. You've been calling here for years.
Well, it was great to meet you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if you knew or not, but Joanne, but yeah, we haven't heard from critics since January. Nobody.
No? Uh-oh. That doesn't sound good.
Yeah, he just moved to St. George, Utah. I actually met him once, and then a couple months later, he's just not around anymore.
Well, he's not a well man, so...
Yeah. That's what we were thinking, but I don't have his address anymore. My wife had it on her phone, but she didn't have it any longer. And I don't remember how to get to his house, otherwise I would have looked.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know where he lives.
I know he lives up in Washington. St. George, Utah. It's about a 2-hour drive from me, but if I get there, I don't know where to go to even look him up.
Hmm. Well, I hope he's all right. Critic, if you're out there, check in.
Yeah, people have been asking me if I heard from him.
Send me his real name, and I'll see if I can track him down.
Okay.
I never knew his real name.
Yeah, I got you. I'll do it right now.
Okay. All right, yeah, I'll see if I can track him down. I have some skills in that department.
Well, remember, I was a skip tracer for 15 years.
All right, well, you got some skills, too. So together we'll work on it. We'll see if we can find him. He's a very important person to us, so. I hope he's all right. He was not well.
No, I know. That's what I'm afraid of.
Yeah.
All right, I sent it to you.
Thank you. And thank you for inviting me on. And
hey, we miss having you here.
Yeah, I miss being there. I've been so wrapped up in life that I can't even see straight. My house got some damage, but like I said, it wasn't catastrophic. But I got a lot of water damage. I got a lot of mold. My plumbing system got pulled away from my house, and that was an environmental hazard. I had to have that taken care of right away. My brand new roof lifted up a little, so I have some spots that have to be reskinned, but...
Well, everybody's saying here that there's a good chance that Nevada's one of the states that will go from blue to red. We'll see. But people, even Democrats, don't like Shitsack. A few of the governors changed from Democrat to independent or Republican because of him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's hopefully he's gone.
They said that out of all the governors that have potential to lose their race, Governor Shitzhak was the number one most likely to, so we'll see.
I hope so. I'm really happy the way it turned out in Florida today.
Yeah,
and
the only one I'm
especially
really surprised
proud of Miami
is Arizona, but we'll see what happens. I don't believe that, but we'll see.
Yeah, that one's upsetting me the most. It's that Maricopa County. And they're very blatant about it. I mean, they're just putting it in our face that, yeah, that's one or two machines breaking down, fine. But then to tell us, well, we have to work to get them back online. They never should have been online.
Right.
So,
yeah.
You know, that was the wrong thing to say.
I hope that Carrie can do something about it, but if she can, she'd be like the first person ever to be able to do something about the fraud, but... We'll have to pick that up tomorrow.
All right. Well, Proof, good night. Thank you very much for inviting me on, and I'll be around.
All right. Thank you, Joanne.
Bye-bye.
Everyone else, please support the other shows on the network. It's not just the Proof Negative show, but until tomorrow, hold on to the handrail, keep hope alive, and remember, only you can prevent worse fires. I am Proof Negative. I am Proof.